receiver being Jimmy Gannon. He's not in the game here. It's going to be a give back to Ayurio. Ayurio's going to throw it deep down the field. And that's Siciliano who's going to make the catch and be tackled down at the 20-yard line. And then a great trickery there by the poor Washington offense.
Yeah, what a play there, as it looked like first it was going to be a flea flicker. Then they decided to give it back to the quarterback, Ayurio, who just took a shot downfield and found Siciliano wide open. So Port's going to already be close to the red zone here, just about the red zone.
You want to know something that I've noticed is that every time I make a call, it's Siciliano. Through, and looks like we're going to get offsides on the defense here. Let's see what the call is. It is an offsides on the defense, so it's going to be first and five from the 15-yard line here for Port Washington.
Even better for Port, the field position as they're going to move up. Might increase the chances we see a run from Christian Sarkisi here, as there are three receivers on the field, two on the left side, one on the right. That's Shanahan. Try to force another false start, and they do.
That's offsides.
Offsides, excuse me. Number 73 was caught.
Now they're down at the 10-yard line, as that was Dylan Semangal on the with the offsides.
So Port's going to keep the same offense out, as there's actually now three receivers to the right. I mean left, one to the right. Snaps up. It's going to be a pass. Looking to the left side. He finds Siciliano, but it goes off his hands and is intercepted at the goal line. And he's taken down at the 5-yard line. So a miscue there for Port, as it was off the hands of Siciliano, batted up into the air. And that was just a give me for Hicksville.
Yeah, just an unfortunate bounce there for Port, as you got a feel for Ayurio here. He's made two great red zone throws to Siciliano. One dropped at around the 30-yard line, and one dropped right at the 2-yard line. Just that he probably would have had a touchdown there, but it bounced right up into the air as Hicksville takes over at the 5-yard line. So not a great look here for poor Washington after two penalties.
Yeah.
By Hicksville to put them at the 10-yard line.
That was also a first and 10. First and goal, actually. So tough break for Port, but they have a chance to get a stop here. It's going to be a run to number 7, who's going up the middle, breaks the tackle, gets all the way up to the 20, and gets the first down.
Yeah, Frank Barovecchia on the carry there. Once again, I said it last time, he's a real tough runner. And a good first down run there to get 15 yards, and they were really backed up. And now they got decent, better field position than where they were. Not great field position, as they're still in their own 20-yard line.
Another conversion for Hicksville there, as they get first down on that 12-yard run. As they're lined up, three receivers on the right side, no one on the left for Hicksville. So it's going to be another run for Blavecchia, as he's taken down after a gain of about 3.
Yeah, Ryan Shanahan on the tackle once again. And Barovecchia, not much there for him to set up 2nd and 7 here for the Port defense. Once again, Ryan Shanahan, that leading tackler on this Port Washington defense, especially in that run game. As I've mentioned before, a lot of tackles for a loss this year, and a lot of tackles for short yards.
So far, it's been a great defensive game for Port in this one, as they already have a sack and a lot of stops so far to keep Hicksville shut out in this one. As there's three receivers lined up, two to the left, one to the right. It's going to be a throw from the quarterback. He's going to throw it into coverage. Tipped by Buckley, but he hangs on to it. That's a Hicksville receiver. Number 4 hangs on to that one as it was tipped in the air.
Yeah, that was Jalen McFarland on the Hicksville offense to set up 3rd and 1. Buckley put that right hand out. It hit off his hand, bounced up into the air, and right back into the hands to McFarland. And that's just a unlucky bounce.
Yeah, nothing
there.
You could do much there. I mean, Buckley had the right decision there just to bat it down. Just couldn't get his whole hand on it as it was tipped up by one of his fingertips into the air for the catch. So 3rd and 1 coming up.
I would just run it here up the middle to Bavecchia.
See what the call is, as it's going to be an audible. And it looks like it's going to be a sneak, actually, by the quarterback right there. So they didn't go to Bavecchia.
They just stayed with Fusco there on a gain of 3. He was lined up right next to the running back, and he ran right up to the line of scrimmage, called hike, and just took it right up the middle. So now Hicksville's lined up on their own 32-yard line with 8 minutes and 51 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Port leading 7-0 as it's a give to the running back, and the running back's going to cut back and get right about to the first down marker. Maybe a little short, but a good first down run there.
Yeah, about a yard short for Bavecchia, as he's been having a great game so far for this Hicksville team, leading them up the field at a big rate.
Bavecchia has, like I've said, just been very good so far to start this game. As Port, they got a game plan here when they get back on the sideline. They got to know run's coming, and they got to know that they got to stop that run. And that's got to be the goal here for Port Washington, as Hicksville's got 3 receivers on the left side, and Bavecchia lined up next to Fusco. Fusco's going to give it. Oh, no, that's number 4 there on the carry, and it looks like he is stopped right behind the line of scrimmage. Looked like Dylan Platt on the tackle there.
Yeah, these sides.
Correction, that's Bryson Bodner.
Bodner with the tackle there. As Hicksville decided to switch it up there, I don't really agree with that play call, as Bavecchia has been doing a great job splitting these Port's defenders.
Yeah, as you guys can hear, the marching band is in full force here tonight, as that was Jalen McFarland on the carry, who was the guy who made that catch on the Buckley deflection.
So a loss of 1 there for Hicksville, as one receiver is on the right side. Snaps up. It's going to be a throw back to Bavecchia as he makes the catch, and he's taken down. No, he's still on his feet, pushing, and finally taken down. So that looked like it could have been only a gain of about 2, but he makes it a gain of 7.
Looks like there's
a flag
after
the
play. Let's see what this is, but just a great play by the Hicksville offense there.
It looks like it's going to be on the offense. Might be taunting from Bavecchia there. Let's see what the call is.
Let's see what the call. Illegal hands to the face on Hicksville. So that's going to be a 5-yard penalty, I believe.
Yeah, if you're Hicksville, that's not what you want after that big run from Bavecchia. Just staying on his feet, pushing towards that first down marker, getting about 7 yards, but that's now going to be brought back, as it's going to bring up about a 3rd and 16 for Hicksville.
Yeah, I believe it's going to stay 2nd down. No, it's going to go to 3rd down, as, like you said, Mac, and I would be not happy if I were that Hicksville coach, because they just had a great push on that offensive line to bring Bavecchia about 7 yards more than what he had originally, as there's 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Fusco is going to motion a man left. He's going to play action in. He's going to roll right, throw right, and he's just going to throw it out of bounds. No receivers there intended, as it'll be 4th down here from the 32-yard line, as I think they got to send Buckley deep here and not just let them kick it to nobody again.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times this game so far for Hicksville, they've been gaining a lot of momentum on good runs, good pass plays, but I feel like those penalties are making them lose all that momentum and forcing them to bring back out the defense, as they've been in Vikings territory already in this one.
Yeah, they do send Buckley back deep here, as it's Fusco, the quarterback, who has been the punter. Fusco's going to kick it deep, almost blocked, but it's going to roll down to about the 37-yard line, 38-yard line maybe, as not a great punt there by Hicksville, as Port's going to get good field position here. One thing I noticed last week was that Port, every drive pretty much, they were starting with phenomenal field position at either the 50 or in Plainview's territory. So good job by Hicksville here so far today to get it back into their own territory.
Yeah, for sure, Zach. I agree with that one. As Port also was passing the ball a lot more. And not to give them discredit, though, they have been passing the ball, but it's been a lot cleaner as it's been so far in this one.
Yeah, 100%. As they've got Shanahan, Apat, and Gannon on the right side. Ayuriyo is going to run right. Looks like it's going to be a design run with blockers ahead. He's going to get the first down and get tackled. No, he's going to stay on his feet and get out to about the 42-yard line, maybe the 43-yard line. And a great run there by Anthony Ayuriyo.
Yeah, well, the big dog's got to eat as he just took one to the shoulder pad, it looked like. Broke that tackle, took it for about 5 extra yards as it's a first and 10 coming up for Ayuriyo. And this poor offense. Lined up, 4 receivers out, 3 on the left. Shanahan, the isolator, on the right. Snaps up, it's going to be a run to Christian Sarkisi, who's going up the middle and taken down. So solid run for him as he gets the first down and more.
Great blocking there by the sophomore, Ankad Walia, right in the middle of the field. As Sarkisi just caught a burst of speed and just ran right up the middle to about the 30-yard line. As there's 3 receivers left and 1 on the right with Christian Sarkisi on Ayuriyo's left. It's going to be another design run. Ayuriyo's going to run to the left sideline and he's going to be tackled 1 yard past the line of scrimmage on a gain of 1. Set up 2nd and 9 here from the 29-yard line.
Oh yeah, that run on the left side didn't work as well as the one it did on the right.
Looks like they're going to send Jimmy Rather in the game here for Jacob Apat.
Yeah, so you might see a run play here as a blocker, fullback, blocking fullback Jimmy Rather's in this one. Now, Christian Sarkisi in the backfield. 3 receivers out, 2 on the left, 1 on the right. That's still Shanahan by himself. Snaps up, it's going to be a run to Sarkisi, who's taken down as it's a 1-yard game for him.
Yeah, looks like Rather maybe missed a block there. Christian Sarkisi came up limping a little, but he walked it off and looks fine as they're going to bring Rather right off the field there to set up 3rd and about 8 yards, maybe 7.
3rd and 8 coming up. 27-yard line. 3rd and 7 actually coming from the 26 as there's 4 receivers out. They're trying to draw offside from that D-line. Sarkisi in the backfield still. Gannon made the last touchdown catch, so let's see if there's a little bit more fortune. As Gannon's going to motion over right, it's going to be a pass. Ayuriyo running to his right side. He's going to break out the pocket. He's going to try to break a tackle, and that looks like it should be a face mask as he grabs him on the face, and Iorio's heated.
Yeah, he just ripped the helmet off of Ayuriyo, and Ayuriyo came up mad. Looks like they're going to pull him out of the game here, maybe. He's going to go to the sideline as he is heated.
Yeah, well, you cannot do that, as that was a face mask, it looked like.
Oh, now they're going to bring him back onto the field. Looks like one of the assistant coaches told him to get off the field, but head coach Clogacy brought him right back on.
Probably just trying to hold him back from any further altercations there. Did they call the face mask there?
I'm going to be honest. I have no clue here. As it looks like it's 3rd down from the same spot.
Yeah, that does not look right, as we did see the helmet literally come off of Ayuriyo.
There was actually a holding call on the Vikings, so the penalties do offset here. Thank you to Mark, who is in the booth with us today.
Thank you, Mark. 3rd and 7 coming up, as there's 5 receivers out, shotgun position, 2 on the left side, 3 on the right. Snaps up, it's going to be... no throw yet. Ayuriyo looking for someone downfield. He can't find anyone. He's being blitzed in the pocket. He's trying to create some space. Still on his feet. The throw's up to a wide open Gannon, who makes the catch and in for the touchdown.
What a play there by Jimmy Gannon and Anthony Ayuriyo. Wow.
That
he just
like
was
Patrick
scrambling
Mahomes
for a long time there. He found Gannon wide open inside the 10-yard line for a Vikings touchdown. It is quickly 13-0 here from Port.
I mean, you got to give the O-line so much credit there, as they gave Ayuriyo about 10 seconds to get that ball off, as Gannon was finally left open for a 2nd touchdown of the game, and a penalty flags out.
That's going to be after the play, I believe. Let's see what the call is by the ref. But
I mean, anyway, Zach, what a play from Port there. I mean, you had Iorio running out.
I believe this call, ref hasn't said anything yet. But Ryan Baxter's here to kick it off. Doesn't look like there was any call on the play.
Yeah, it looked like it got waved off.
Oh, no, they're going to move up, actually. It looks like... Wow, there's really some confusion here from the refs. As, no, now they're going to stay. So Brendan Lang, the holder here for Port. With Ryan Baxter, the kicker. He's 1-for-1 so far on the day.
Yeah, Baxter.
Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. And it is right down Main Street. Ryan Baxter, 2-for-2 after the trip to Miami where he got in that work, like I said before, as it is 14-0 with a minute and 50 seconds to go here in the first half.
I mean, Zach, before we take a break, let's go back to that Iorio Gannon touchdown, the second one today already. Zach, do you see Iorio dancing in the pocket? I mean, literally dancing in the pocket right there.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous play there by Iorio. He just refused to let anybody tackle him. And that was a play right after the face mask where he was heated. So maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe he was just fuming and he just... Wow, what a play by Iorio. I can't get over that. Great call by you, Mac, there. As that was an impressive...
Oh, thank you, Zach.
That was an impressive play to stay with.
I'm blushing. So 14-0, Port is up as they have all the momentum in this one so far, looking to keep it on track.
Baxter to kick it off here for Port Washington. Baxter, they do a lot of different schemes here on this kickoff team. Baxter to kick it off with a minute and 50 seconds. He's going to kick it down to about the 10-yard line. There's going to be a return by the running back, number 7. He's going to take it to the 30 and be tackled out around the 33-yard line, I believe, there. So Port's going to send their defense back on the field here. After the 14-0 game with a minute and 44 seconds to go here in the first half, Port wants to take this into the half with a lead.
They yeah, got they sure Fusto, do.
The quarterback. He's going to hand it off to number 27, looks like. Number 22, correction. He's tackled behind the line of scrimmage by Hayden Nadboy.
Yeah, Hayden Nadboy just having a field day so far in this one, as that looks like it's his third tackle of the game so far. So Nadboy and this poor defense has just been doing their job so far.
Looks like we're going to get a timeout call here. Not sure who that is by, but we will let you know as soon as we know. So on the unofficial game clock, we got a minute and 36 seconds to go here. And it's going to be 2nd and 10 when we get back from this timeout. All right, so we are back here from the timeout. As Hicksville's got 2 receivers on the left side and 2 to the right, with a receiver at his right hip. Fusco takes a snap. He's back to throw. He's going to throw it to number 1, and he's going to make the catch. And the ball's going to come out. It's a fumble. Recovered by the Vikings.
Yeah, John Mayhew forced the fumble there as it's going to be Vikings ball. As the defense, the second fumble forced in back-to-back games. So everything's going right for Port.
Jake Siciliano fell right on top of that fumble as it's going to be Port ball instantly here as they can score before the half and then get the ball back right after the half and score again. So that would be just best case scenario here for the Port Washington offense, as there's a minute 16 seconds to go, as we see an appearance here from the Vikings mascot.
Yeah, Vikings mascot out on the field now. It's always a great thing to see.
Perfect timing, right after the fumble recovered by Siciliano, you bring the mascot on. Mayhew forced that fumble there, as he's a sophomore who has been getting a lot of playing time so far this year.
Yeah, he's also a call-up. Him and Buckley, the 2 call-ups from JV, both of them have been doing a fantastic job so far for this varsity team.
Yeah, so one thing I've noticed so far today is that Andrew Sarkazy has been getting way less carries than Christian. So far this year, Christian and Andrew have been splitting many of the carries, but I like seeing Christian out there. I feel like he's a more versatile running back. He's good in the pass game. He's a great strong runner, and he's fast. So I like to see that, but I expect a pass here, as looks like they're going to set up with two receivers on the left side, that being Siciliano and Gannon, and Apat, the isolated man on the right side. Not sure where Shanahan is with it's a 14-0 game here with a minute and 15 seconds to go. Iurio's in the shotgun set. Takes a snap. He's going to roll left. Sarkisi, the lead blocker. Iurio's going to get around the outside and go out of bounds at around the 34-yard line. Good run there. On first down by Anthony Iurio. Got out of bounds. Stopped the clock.
Yeah, another solid run from Iurio there, as he already had one of those last drive for Port. So he's going to get out of bounds, stop the clock, as you said, Zach, with a minute and 4 seconds to go on the unofficial scoreboard. As Iorio's out with Sarkisi lined up to his right, we got four receivers out for Port, one man isolated on the left, three on the right. Snaps up, it's going to be a passing play. Iurio going to his right, looking for someone on the right. He's going to throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, Iurio didn't have anyone open. Number 44 on the Hicksville defense was right on him there, and if he didn't get rid of that, that probably would have been a sack there. So good drive by Anthony Iurio. That was Frederick Giovanelli with the pressure there by Hicksville. As looks like Port's going to have two receivers on the left side and two to the right. Apat and Shanahan on the right with Gannon and Siciliano on the left, as we've got second and 10 here. Second and 10 from the 33-yard line as Iurio's in the shotgun set. He's going to motion Gannon from the left half to the right hash. They give to Sarkisi. Sarkisi's going to run up the middle. Looks like a flag on the play right where Walia was. Let's see. I believe that's going to be on the defense, number 60. But if it's nothing, then that's a 6-yard run by Christian Sarkisi. But let's see what the call is. I believe it's going to be a hold on the offense here. As the ref is going to walk the ball back. Looks like that's going to be on Angadwalia, the sophomore, who's been on the team the whole year, and he's just been great for the Port so far this year.
Yeah, sort of a rare penalty flag for him, as he's not been doing that much, as it's going to be a 10-yard setback for Port. So second and 20 coming up for Port.
Second and 17. Because it's from the spot of the foul.
It's going to be a shotgun. Snaps up. The pass is caught by number 2 on Port.
That's Mikey Malatino.
As Mikey Malatino makes that catch for a gain of about 7. So 3rd and 10 coming up for Port.
Yeah, 25 seconds to go here in the first half, as there's 3 receivers left, right, and 1 to the left. Iurio's going to roll left. He's looking for a man. He's going to run it and get out of bounds right before the first down marker at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Iurio there just taking the safe way out, as he's not trying to force anything up, as it's going to bring down
fourth
and about 8, I would say.
Put in Baxter. Ryan Baxter, a fellow Port Vikings member with us, as looks like Port's going to call a timeout here. The clock's going to go down to about 13 seconds left, as the offense is going to stay on the field here, so not going to be a Ryan Baxter kick, unfortunately, for us.
Oh, man, I wanted to see that first field goal for him on the year if it would have been, as Baxter will not come onto the field for this 4th and 3 for Port.
So it looks like now on the game clock, 7 seconds left here, as it keeps changing for us.
Yeah, it keeps changing. First it was at 14, then 8, now it's at 7. Still 4th and 3 for Port. 7 seconds left in the first half. Port's up 14-0 against Hicksville. It's going to be Sarkisi in the backfield with Iurio. Snaps up, it's going to be a pass. Probably the last play of the half. Iurio looking for someone. He's trying to find someone in the end zone. Can't find anyone yet. He's still on his feet, running around. No one could tackle him, as he's going to... Still look, no one's still tackling him. He's still running, and this is going to last forever. As he's still on his feet, looking for someone, he's going to throw it up, And Siciliano's going to make the catch. But it's going to be short.
Incomplete. Intended for Siciliano.
That was madness.
Well, once again, an acrobatic play by Iorio. That's his second of the game. Is this going to be a common occurrence for Iorio?
No idea, Zach. But anyways, this first half report has just been a great one as they're up 14-0. And we will see you again in the second half.